Members of the House of Representatives returned to Washington today after a long winter break. When President Bush's State of the Union address finishes tonight, one of the first orders of business is a package of reforms aimed at limiting the access of lobbyists to lawmakers. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The first step in what congressional leaders promise will be wide-ranging reforms inspired by the guilty plea of Jack Abramoff is perhaps as symbolic as substantive. It will close the door of the House chamber and the members' gym to former lawmakers who have become lobbyists. California Republican David Dreyer, who chairs the House Rules Committee, says it used to be when a former member came into the chamber, it was to visit with old friends.
Today, when a former member of Congress comes on the floor, you immediately surmise that they're representing some interest. And I've had cases down there where the moment I see someone coming, I mean, I roughly know what they're doing. It just, to me, has become unseemly.
Similar efforts to reform lobbying rules are underway in the Senate. Republicans in both chambers have already been touched by the Abramoff investigation. GOP leaders hope reforms will limit the political fallout. Proposals range from bans on gift-giving and privately funded travel to ending or at least curtailing the practice of inserting spending provisions in bills without review or a vote, known as earmarking. Dreyer says everything is on the table.
Hey, I'm willing to look at and listen to any proposal that people have. And again, I've been meeting with a wide range of organizations that are joining us in the reform effort and believe in that. And I think that we can come up with a package that can make the American people have a greater degree of confidence in this institution than they have right now.
The most pitched battles are likely to be over earmarking. Members of Congress who defend the practice see it as part of their most basic function in Washington, steering federal dollars back to their districts. But opponents say it's gotten wildly out of hand. Conservative activist Grover Norquist says lobby reform without an end to earmarking will be empty reform.
If you were trying to keep cockroaches from under your sink and somebody put a large birthday cake under the sink, and then said, now how are we going to keep the cockroaches out? Let's build a fence. Let's have walls. The answer is no. Get rid of the cake.
Norquist himself is part of the problem, as far as many Democrats are concerned. He was a close associate of Abramoff, and his group, Americans for Tax Reform, received contributions from Indian tribes Abramoff represented. One proposal some Democrats and their allies in public interest groups hope will gain a new look is public financing of congressional campaigns. Such proposals have gone nowhere in the past, but Massachusetts Democrat John Tierney, a sponsor of one public financing plan, is optimistic.
Voluntary public financing of campaigns is necessary if we're going to eliminate real or even the perceived conflicts of interest that the public believes is involved when people have to raise money from private sources to fund campaigns. And I think there's much more money involved on that angle than there are in somebody taking somebody to dinner or something on that basis.
And though Tierney and his allies still face an uphill battle, the volatile reform climate now washing through Congress could upend the status quo in unpredictable ways. Brian Naylor, NPR News, The Capitol.